curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
I have a big announcement. Two big announcements.
What's that?
So we are sitting here. It's rushed, maybe 10, 15 seconds we went on, and as soon as the intro came on, Minnie went like this.
I did.
So, now, are you being fake for TV purposes?
Well, don't you have to smile when you're on TV? Isn't
that like part,
part of the deal?
Doesn't that happen?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I do this every day.
Okay. Let's show them behind the curtain.
The other big news is, who's this guy?
Yeah.
That's the very famous... Johnny Stars. Oh my goodness.
Happy to be here. I didn't know if you were going to introduce me.
No,
you know,
I
always got to wait for you to say Johnny Stars because I like hearing my name, you know?
But I know you do. So, an unnationally known celebrity right here.
Unnationally known.
And you found him in a catalog?
Yeah, game show host wannabe. Yeah. So he's a co-worker in a way, and you're going to help us out this week, right?
I'm absolutely going to try.
And for those who are just listening later on and not watching, he's dressed in red. Why? Mindy, too, and John. Valentine's weekend.
Valentine's weekend.
Is when this is being recorded. So we'll see how
Valentine's
all this goes.
Valentine's Day Eve.
Valentine's Eve is
Where's
the recording.
Where's your red, Joe Snedeker?
You know me, I'm kind of counterculture.
Okay.
Right? A little.
All right.
Little anti-everything, so I'm not doing that.
Okay.
It's a corporate
He is
scam.
Wearing a fancy blue shirt, though, because it's a corporate picture day.
We get to take photos today.
I think it's actually a fitted fancy blue shirt.
Ooh.
Oh, it's
this thing is like 15 years old.
Wow.
Is that your go-to official?
It's my go-to whenever someone says, you better look good.
Okay.
It's as good as I can look.
There
your
you
go-to
go.
Uncomfortable shirt.
I hate it.
See, I thought it was because I was here that you dressed up for me.
I want to impress... Johnny Stars.
Yes, good.
Yes. So, all right, Johnny Stars, you have to go first.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Folks, remember, this is only as good as you make it. Keep the questions coming.
Go ahead and pick a question.
Go ahead. In this bag, wait, brown bag at WNEP.com. Your questions end up in here. We preview them, and we never know what we're going to get.
Let's
now, why
see.
Are you going for the surface? Don't you want to dig deep?
No! Surface, I can dig deep. You want me to dig deep?
No,
you want
just pick what
just
you want.
Just pick what you want,
Don't
yes.
get pressured.
Jeez. Let's see.
Now, we're paying him $700 an hour.
This
to be
guy
here?
For rent is $700 an
wow,
hour.
You know, I thought I had an NDA, but you guys keep on breaking.
Look at, I like how you're piecing that together. Your right. very first question, here we go.
So I got to say, it's from Thomas Wilk. Let's see. Joe, when are you going to do Wham Cam in Wilkes-Barre or Luzerne County? Just wondering, when do you do recording for Wham Cam?
What a great question, right?
Yeah.
So John and I, and notice Mindy is not included, do all these extra specials, these extra work, because we're the hardest working guys in show business. He does out on the Pennsylvania Road, I do Wham Cam, we do podcasts. Mindy, what else do you do?
I get my nails done.
Oh, they're looking nice for Valentine's.
Yeah. It does take hours to get my hair done. Okay. So I spend a lot of time.
My point is, this is an 8-hour job like many others. So it takes hours to make graphics. It takes hours to, of course, we're live all morning long from 4:30 until 9. So I do Wham Cam as an extra feature.
Mm.
I literally have to find a photog, go out of my way, drive around, get into people, record this thing. I edit my own package. It's a lot of work. So the moral of the story is...
I don't think the guy cares about that. He just wants to know when.
No.
He's
because,
getting there.
Well, what he specifically says, when you're coming to Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
So the reason I don't go far out from the station anymore is because I have limited time.
Mm.
The company has changed in recent months. They used to give me a whole day. One Ooh. Full shift.
Really?
And they would say, don't do weather this day. Go all around the viewing area. Go to Pottsville. Go to Williamsport. Go to Honesdale. And I would shoot 3, 4, 5, 6 of these things. But they don't do that anymore. So I don't have the time to go very far from the station.
Well, things have changed a lot since we added 2 more hours of local news to our shift.
Thank
so
you.
We're, if it's 4.5 hours of our shift, then we're on TV straight through.
Yes.
So it's a challenge. Yeah.
That makes
those
sense.
Those fancy graphics that you see in my weather forecast, you know, they take hours.
Oh, they
hours
must take forever. They're so high tech.
They take hours. So I'm going to try to get out more and maybe go back to the old school style where I do have a whole day to go farther out because I want to see people all
the
time.
Yeah, you want to see the people.
But it's tough. Just keep that in mind. It's tough for me. It's at the end of my
show. It's your turn.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you digging deep?
He's going to dig.
No drum roll? I don't know. I'm trying to do folly.
I'm a big fan of Johnny Stars. This guy's full of life.
He's I'm curious about his history. Like, how did he get his start in show hosting? Yeah, how'd
you we getting into that?
Will you open that up
yes,
for
me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Johnny Stars. Leonard Jakowski. Jakowick wants to know, I have two rain gauges next to each other, and they have different readings. Can a rain gauge be calibrated, and how? What do you guys know about rain gauges, and do you care?
They collect water
They collect
rain.
Water from rain.
Mm-hmm.
Look at John. He's a weather nerd. John's a weather nerd.
I don't know much more.
They have to be a certain cylindrical measurement.
So there are something called a tipping gauge rain gauge. These have a collector, and then inside there's a little bucket that tips. Every time it gets 1/100th of an inch, it tips, and it's recorded as 1/100th. And then the next 1/100th tips it back like a seesaw. Every time it keeps tipping from the rain, every time it's a 1/100th of an inch. And 100 of those tips would be 1 inch of rain.
Is that kind of how the automated ones do it?
That's the automated ones. But the old school ones, you collect it, and Mindy's right. Then there's an inner container that magnifies what falls in the gauge. And you literally have to pull it out and read it. Now, I'm saying all this because rain gauges, according to the National Weather Service, should be at least 6 inches or more in diameter.
Oh, wow.
So those ones you buy at Lowe's and Home Depot and they have little entry openings, they're not very accurate.
No.
You need a real big opening.
Wow.
So if you have two rain gauges next to each other, they may be off by a few 1/100ths or even 1/10ths.
Wow.
Interesting.
What's funny, though, is that measuring rain is not like measuring snow, where I don't think the average person cares if it's off by or something like that. But if you say that so-and-so got 5 inches of snow and they got 6, they're worked up about it.
Yep.
Yeah, and that would be the difference between 5/10ths of an inch of rain and 6/10ths of an inch of rain, and no one cares.
No one cares.
No one even
rain.
Cares if you get a 1/2 inch of rain or 1 inch of rain.
No.
Because you don't shovel rain.
Yeah, that would be 4 inches of snow or 5 versus a foot.
But if you have that difference, it's a huge difference with snow.
And by the way, I want to add this too. If you leave anything outside, for example, your pool, a container, and we say you got 1 inch of rain, your pool has gone up 1 inch. Did you know that? So no matter what the size, lakes go up 1 inch when we get 1 inch of rain.
That makes sense.
Assuming there's no outlet. So yeah, everything goes up that amount.
Huh.
Question.
So this is from Chris, the new Travis. Chris is the new Travis. He would like to know, and I'm assuming we have to just like go in a circle and answer this question. What do we like? Coca-Cola, Pepsi, RC, store brand, or none of the above? So, John Meyer, what is your favorite?
No, you have to go first.
I have to go first?
It's your question.
It's your first question.
Okay, I personally love Diet Pepsi. Or I also love Coke Zero, to be honest. But then I also sometimes drink Diet Ginger Ale. So I go all over the place.
My choice now would probably be a Pepsi Zero.
Okay.
I'm more of a Pepsi person than a Coke person.
I like Coke Zero. Because it's got nothing in it, but it's got the caffeine, so I'm not drinking a ton of sugar, and it's just it makes me feel good that I'm drinking it. Because if I drink just regular Coke, I feel like that's like 200 calories. It's too much. I gotta keep my figure as Johnny Stars, of course.
Johnny Stars is watching his calories. That's
of course
awesome.
Not. Man, he's a superstar.
I know. We should have known that.
We should have known that. Yeah.
So you're right though. Don't drink soda. Do not, it's all sugar.
It is a lot of sugar.
Empty calories. Do not drink your calories.
Don't drink, if you drink a 16-ounce soda, it's like eating a whole package of gummy worms. You don't do that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it's a myth that diet sodas cause cancer. That's like out there in the ether. That's a myth. They've all been tested. They're fine.
Sure.
So when it comes to that, I love Coke Zero, too.
Yeah.
It's great. It gives me a little pep. But, as my wife would say, I have no taste buds. If you give me RC diet, Wegmans diet, I don't care what kind of soda.
You can't even taste it.
I can taste it. I don't care. Give me anything. All beer tastes the same to me. Soda tastes the same to me.
See, all beer is not the same.
He has no taste buds.
My wife's homemade spaghetti sauce tastes just like Ragu. I don't care.
Oh, so you have no feeling in your legs. You have no feeling in your tongue.
I think I'm just an easygoing guy. There's no drama. I don't care.
Okay.
It doesn't make a big deal.
I would just like to say I haven't tried your wife's homemade sauce, but I betcha it's better than ragu.
And all of the women who make it, and guys that make their own sauce right now are like, oh, he just said it tastes the same.
No, it's different, but I don't care. I don't even like to eat. I just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we were all together yesterday, and you had a club sandwich. I saw Joe order a club sandwich.
Okay.
And then 10 minutes later, I come back, I'm like, dude, you never got your sandwich? He's like, I already ate it. The plate was gone. Everything was gone.
Wow.
He must have eaten it in two bites.
I just don't like food drama. Like, people make a big deal out of their special this. And just give me something and stop it.
You know, you just need an IV drip of some kind.
I want an IV drip.
The whole eating process just annoys me.
It's just annoying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes too long. All right, so
is it my turn?
Yep. Yes.
All right, I'll dig a little bit.
So you're a Pepsi guy, though?
Sorry, guys.
You're a Pepsi guy, though?
Yeah, I like Pepsi over Coke. I'll have a Coke Zero, but I like Pepsi better.
So when people say, is Pepsi okay, you get excited?
Yeah.
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 Huh. Yeah,
what about like Wegmans soda? Do you like that?
It's okay.
It's fine. Well, that's right. So you're with me. It's no big deal.
No. All right. So this is from Chris. Do you wear the clothes you wear on air to work, or do you change when you get to the station?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, that is a good question.
Oh, yeah. So I pretty much wear what I'm wearing. Because although sometimes I change shoes, like if it's, you know, snowy outside, I might wear winter boots into the station. But I just wear what I wear. And
don't you have to wear? Because who has time to change?
Well, a lot of people do, especially
do they,
women.
Change.
Oh yeah.
I see quite a few of the women that come in for the afternoon shows.
They'll change.
They bring their
dress with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because just honestly, dresses aren't that comfortable. But the problem is, I don't have that much time before the show. Mm. I just pretty much have to get going. So I just wear what I'm wearing.
Yeah, because our shift is different than most of the newscasts. Most of the newscasts that the anchors come in for, they work an entire shift, and the last thing they do of the day is anchor the news. We only have about an hour and a half before we go on the air, so you have less time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wear what I'm going to wear on the air, but I don't have a tie on. My shirt's unbuttoned. I don't have the coat on, all that. I put all that on right before we go on.
Yeah, sometimes he's just wearing like a sleeveless t-shirt, you know. Just.
But let's be honest. Let's flash back to when I was weekend anchor. And for 6 years, I was anchoring a weekend. I would come to work in shorts and a polo and just sneakers or something like that on a summer weekend.
And you can leave the shorts on the whole time because it's only top.
And to be honest, then I would just put on a dress shirt and anchor with shorts on. Because you couldn't
see. You never leave the studio.
Now, we've changed the way the studio...
format.